Today's message is part one of a two-part series, and it is entitled The Company of Korah. And I trust that you will have the opportunity to listen to part two. It is entitled Quick Into the Pit. But now, today, as we look at the company of Korah, there's a question that I'm going to ask you. Who are you keeping company with? Here's the second question. Are you in good company? What do we got to do to be on God's side? As we go into the book of Numbers, and I trust you have your Bible so that you can join us, we're going to look at what happens when you're on the wrong side of God's plan. When you withstand and resist God's servant, not only are you up against the man, but you're going to quickly realize that you are going up against God. This is what happened to Korah, and it didn't end well for Korah and the company of his friends, and they were around 250 people. My name is Lincoln, and I'm so glad that you can spend some time with me today in the Word of God. I know what God has for us will be a blessing. It's coming directly from the Word of God. You are listening to That's the Truth. To give you some background, for the past 2 weeks, we've been talking about Balaam. Now we're going to back up to this because we read in Jude, verse 11, we read about Balaam, and then we read about Korah. So, and some people were saying they did not know, they would like to know more about Korah. So tonight, this is where we're going into number 16 to find out about Korah and this good teaching in that chapter. That we're going to go to Jude, but first I'm going to read two verses tonight. Okay, you ready? Numbers 16, 23 and 24. Amen. Verse 23 and verse 24. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, what did the Lord say? The Lord said, speak unto the congregation, saying, get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. I'm going to repeat verse 24. Speak unto the congregation, saying, get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Heavenly Father, I thank God for your word tonight. Amen. I thank God that we can have a mind, amen, that is stayed upon you. Amen. As we receive the word of God, open up our ears tonight, amen, that we may hear your word, the understanding of our hearts be open, amen, that our eyes be open to see your truth, amen, to see your word tonight. Amen. As we give you all the praise and the glory, thank God for your spirit. May it be upon each and every one of us in Jesus' name, amen. Verse 24, and he says, get you up, amen, from about the tabernacle, amen, and stay away from these people. In other words, we can read, amen, Moses here, he begins to separate the people, amen, that the people that are to be holy and the people that are causing, amen, a conflict, amen, a dispute amongst the people of God. Amen. And I thank God, amen, where the Bible, we can go into the New Testament and says, the Bible says, amen, it teaches us to be ye separate. Amen. Touch not the unclean thing. Amen. And I thank God Moses here is telling the people, separate yourselves. Amen. Get up. Amen. And put some distance. In French, it says, put some distance. Amen. Make sure you're far enough away, because when the Spirit of God moves, you don't want to be in God, in the path of an angry God. Amen. Some people say the Old Testament is not important. Well, if it wasn't important, amen, then Jude would not have written about it. Jude, verse 10 and 11, but these speak evil of those things which they know not. Verse 10, amen. Verse 11, listen, it says, but these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally. And Brother James, I underlined this word in my Bible tonight, naturally is underlined because, amen, the natural mind is enmity with God. It cannot please God, amen, and neither can it be so, as the Bible says. Amen, and I thank God, amen, that tonight we are to be spiritual, amen, people. Not naturally, amen, but to be spiritual. Amen, for they who walk after the flesh, amen, do mind the things of the flesh, amen, but they, amen, who walk after the Spirit, amen, they mind the things of the Spirit. This is what Paul wrote to the Romans. But in verse 10, amen, it says, but these speak evil of those things which they know not. Amen. I'm so glad tonight that we grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This was John's prayer for you and I. Amen. When we read here in verse 10, it says, but what they know naturally, amen, when you walk after the flesh, amen, you become natural, amen, you become fleshly, amen, you become earthly, you become carnal,
Amen. But I thank God, amen, that it says here, amen, that the rather than to be natural, amen, even compare us to brute beasts. Amen. Comparing us to animals. But listen to the last line. James, do you have it? Verse 10? Do you have verse 10, the last few words? It says, in those things they corrupt. What's the last word in verse 10? In those things they corrupt
themselves.
Their own self. When you read this, you sit there. Some people blame the devil. The devil made me do it. No. The Bible teaches me that because you lack this knowledge, amen, you're being compared to brute. You corrupt themselves. Amen. So when they stand before God, you're not going to be able to blame your neighbor or your friend or your cousin or your dad or your mother or your whoever or the devil. Amen. Because the Bible gives us warning here. Amen. As we read this verse, it says here that they will corrupt themselves. And now listen to verse 11. It says, woe unto them. Who? The ones who corrupt themselves. Amen. Woe unto them. They have gone the way of Cain. And what was Cain? He was a murderer. Amen. And they ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward. Amen. What was Balaam? Amen. Seeking, amen, a way to bring the wrath of God upon his people. And the last line is what we're looking at tonight. They perished in the gainsaying of Korah. Amen. And the gainsaying, when you look up that word, amen, to have a better understanding of it, amen, it means to contradict. Amen. Something that opposes. We're going to, in verse 11, it says, and they perished in the gainsaying. They contradicted, they thought, the problem was they thought they were contradicting or opposing Moses. But when we're going to go back and read Numbers chapter 16, we're going to see that they may have been contradicting the man in front of them, amen, but God said, the Lord said, you're going against my way, amen, the way which I have ordered things. Amen. You ever hear that expression? If I was God, it's a good thing I'm not God. Amen. But God, the Bible teaches us that God is a just God. He is a holy God. He is a righteous God. And his judgments, amen, are true. Amen. And they are variable. Amen. And I thank God. Amen. Tonight, I'm laying down some foundation to see why God acted the way he did with Korah and his colleagues, if you would. The company. The Bible says the company of Korah. Amen. And that's what we're looking at tonight. Amen. Because Korah, amen, he had a certain job description, but he wanted a promotion. Amen. And when he went up against Moses, amen, we can see that God was not very pleased. We're going to read Hebrews 5, verse 4. It says, and no man, everyone say no man. And that includes the women. No women. I'm glad a woman shouted out, no women. No man, no person. Amen. No man. I underline those two words. Amen. Just to make sure that no man includes Lincoln. Amen. No man includes James. No man. Amen. It says, no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So keep this verse in mind when we're going to go find out about Korah, who wanted to self-promote himself. Amen. When it says, amen, brother, when it says, no man, I'm glad tonight that we can have the word of God that is established. The King James Bible that you have in your hand tonight, you can make sure that no man, no woman is going to change it. Amen. The Bible says, let every man, let every woman, let every devil be a liar, but let God's word be true. Amen. And that's what we have in ourselves. So when people come to you and they tell you this and in their left ear and they tell you this in the right ear, you say, no, I have the word of God and this is the way God has ordained it and nothing is going to change. Amen. See, this is why when we were reading about Balaam, amen, for the past couple of weeks, Balaam tried everything, amen, to try to get God to change his mind. If I can't curse him, maybe I'll bless him. If I can't do this. And then finally he figured out a way how to bring God's curse on his people. Amen. And this is what we see here, but amen, we can see the writer here in Hebrews is telling us no man. Amen. No one. Amen. And in French, it says the exact same thing. It says no one. Amen. So let's find out, amen, what we have in Numbers chapter 4. Numbers chapter 4, verse 15. I'm going to read one verse before we go back into chapter 16. Amen. We're in verse 15 is just to let us know what Korah, amen, what he was to do, what he his legacy, amen, what he was to do in the camp, in the sanctuary. And it says, and when Aaron and his sons have made an end of covering the sanctuary, the people are getting ready to move. And Moses explained to them, this is what you need to do before we move, before we tear down the camp and we're going to move somewhere else. So Korah had to do this quite often. And when Aaron and his sons have made an end of covering the sanctuary and all the vessels of the sanctuary, as the camp is set forward, so they're getting ready to move. Okay, after that, the sons of Kohath, okay, and Korah was the son of Kohath. Amen. They shall come to bear it. These are the ones that are going to carry the vessels, and they're going to carry the tabernacle. They're going to carry the sanctuary once it's covered, because they shall not touch any holy thing lest they die. These things are the burden, listen, of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation. Amen. So keep this in mind before we go see what Korah, amen, and his objection that he had to read. Amen. In verse 15, when we read this, it says, they shall not touch any holy thing lest they die. And this was their position when they had to move camp. The holy things had to be covered up. And we can see that Korah, he figured himself better. Says, I deserve better, and he goes after position. We're going to get into that now. But I want you to bear in mind is they did touch a holy thing, and they did die. The promise told them, he said, don't touch anything holy lest you die. Well, they didn't touch a cup, and they didn't touch some silverware, and they didn't touch the wash basin, and they didn't touch the table, but they touched God's anointed. That's what they touched, and they died. Amen. If I don't say anything more tonight, that's enough. Preaching and teaching, that's enough of the fear of God put before your eyes. Amen. Where the Bible says, touch not my anointed. Amen. They were worried about touching cups and touching poles and touching the tent and the tables. But it says, don't touch a holy thing lest you die. Amen. And I thank God, amen, tonight that we can have this. As Paul said, these things are written for our examples. Now we're going to Numbers chapter 16. We're going to start reading verse 1. Amen. You follow me so far, brother? Amen. Number 16. We're going to go back to number 16. Amen. We're going to see, amen, how a man came in with his own idea. Amen. Even though he was born in the right family, he didn't have the right mind. Amen. And he came in and he started to touch God's anointed Moses and God's anointed Aaron. Amen. And to try to change God's divine order. Amen. God has a way of doing things, and my Bible tells me that God's way is a good way. God's way is a pure way. God's way is upright. Amen. To another verse, amen. And the Bible says, and there shall be a way, and that way shall be called a way of holiness. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 35. Amen. And here, amen, God has his way of doing things, and since chapter 4. But when we get to chapter 16, now we have man trying to bring in their own religion. We're going to start reading from verse 1. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, amen, in chapter 4, we were reading about Kohath, what he was supposed to do, amen, and his sons were supposed to do the same thing, amen. So, and these are, amen, these are the cousins of Moses and Aaron, and Eleazar, they're all related. Amen. So somehow they have the right blood, but they don't have the right way of doing things. Amen. So these folks are related. Listen. Now, they were the sons of Eliab and On and the son of Peloth. They were the sons of Reuben. Now, they took men. Now, let's read what kind of men they took. They took these men and they rose up, verse 2. They rose up before Moses, amen, with their men, with certain of the children of Israel. They're not drunkards down the street. Amen. They didn't go get some drug addicts. Amen. It says they rose up with certain of the children of Israel, and they got 250 of them. They were princes of the assembly. Famous, listen to these last, amen, seven words. Famous in the congregation, men of renown. They went and they got people, amen, that were well known in the assembly. They didn't go get a drug addict. Amen. They went to Moses and they said, so-and-so is with me. Amen. You know, they pat this fellow on the back. This person agrees with me. I got 250 people to back me up. Well, they forgot one. Who did they forget? God. That's who they forgot. Amen. Doesn't matter, James, if they had 250,000 people backing them up. If you don't have God, you've got nothing. Nothing. Amen. You're better off to be you and my God. But the flesh wants numbers. Amen. The flesh will come in here tonight and they'll look around and think there's something wrong with this place. Too many empty seats. Yet they don't see God. Amen. Jesus said, if there are two or three gathered together in my name, there shall I be in their midst. I want to look for Jesus. I don't want to look for Judas. Amen. It doesn't matter how many people you got lined up behind you, in front of you, beside you. You need God. Amen. And this is what the people don't have today. They don't have God. Amen. They're looking for man to justify themselves. Amen. When people come around, I remember we'd set up the tent and you'd have all kinds of people coming under when Brother Gagnon would have the tent. And I don't know how many times people would come to me and they go, no, if God was in this place, there'd be more people. And I'd look, and you know, they're Christians from a church, you know, talking like this. And I'd look at them and say, well, if what you're saying is true, that means the Pope has got to be the top of God's list because the Pope has more people. Amen. But the flesh tries to understand things in the flesh, and they cannot understand things from God, because Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he said, you will never receive from God because God is spiritual and you are natural. And the natural things cannot receive the spiritual things from God. Amen. That is the truth that comes from God's word, and there's nothing that you and I can do to change that. Amen. And I thank God tonight, amen, when we read this, here comes a man, amen, and his two friends and 250 people thinking they can change the mind of God, thinking that this is going to make Moses tremble. But when we read, here comes Korah with his two buddies and 250 people, and they thought they'd get Moses, make Moses afraid. So, but when we're going to keep reading, we're going to find out that Moses was afraid, but he wasn't afraid of them. He was afraid for them because he knew his God. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And they said unto them, here comes the flesh with their excuses. Well, you take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord? Here he's blaming Moses for the exact same thing that he was about to do. He was about to lift himself up. We're going to read verse 3. Amen, where it says, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron and said unto them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them. And the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord. And verse 4, how did Moses react? In verse 4 it says, and when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face. Now, this is what Moses did. I know it's not written there, but with Moses on his face, I think he's praying. If you allow me a little bit of liberty in the text, Moses falls on his face, and I think he's praying. Now he's starting to say, God, what am I going to do with these people? Or what are you going to do? Amen. Moses is not, you know, and he's not falling into their trap. Moses is going straight to God to get the answer. Amen. In verse 5, it says, and he spake unto Korah and unto all his company, saying, this is Moses now. He says, even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his and who is holy. Amen. Where's the holy folks here tonight? Amen. And will cause him to come near unto him, even him who he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. This do, take you censers, Korah, and all his company. Put fire therein and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Lord doth choose, He shall be holy. Who does God choose? Amen. God doesn't play around. Amen. God's going to choose somebody, the holy. Amen. He's going to take somebody and he's going to make you a holy person. He's going to make you a holiness. Amen. Follow peace with all men and holiness. Without such, no man shall see the Lord. Amen. Is that not what's written? Another verse in the Hebrews. Amen. He says, and whom the Lord doth choose, he shall be holy.
I'm going to take a moment or so to go over a few things that we've looked at in the first half of this program. I want to make sure that as we continue that you're not missing out on anything that we have just heard. I trust you have your Bible. If you do, open it up into the Old Testament, Numbers chapter 16. We read verses 23 and 24. Then we went back to Numbers chapter 4, verse 15. What we're looking at is the company of Korah. Here's the question I asked at the beginning of the program, and I trust by the end of this message, you will have the right answer. Here comes the question. Who are you keeping company with? That's a good question, and that's a question that needs to be answered. But as we have been reading in the Bible, we're finding out that sometimes we can't always blame bad company. The Bible actually teaches us that they corrupt themselves. Korah withstood Moses, God's servant, but the Bible teaches us that he wasn't only going up against Moses, he was going up against God. Korah tried to self-promote, and that didn't work out in his favor. We're learning what happens when you end up on the wrong side of God's plan. My name is Lincoln, and I'm so glad that you're listening to the Word of God today. Stay tuned and make sure you're reading along with me in your Bibles. Directly from the Word of God, you are listening to That's the Truth.
He shall be holy. Ye take too much upon you, you sons of Levi. And Moses said unto Korah, hear, I pray you, ye sons of Levi. Listen to verse 9, what he says. Seemeth it but a small thing unto you? Look at what God has given you. Look at who you are. Amen. This is what Moses is saying. Don't belittle yourself. Don't put yourself down. That the God of Israel has separated you. You're not just part of the congregation. You have a duty to fulfill. Now, maybe you're not the one who touches the holy vessels, but you're the one who carries them. It may be your burden, like we read, amen, in Numbers chapter 4. But he said, it's not a small thing. Why do you consider it to be a small thing? Why do you want more? When God has already established you, when God has already ordained, you know, you to do something. Amen. This is verse 9. Amen. To bring you near, he says, he has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them. In verse 10, it says, and he hath brought thee near to him and all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, with thee. And now you seek the priesthood also? This was his problem. God has ordained you to carry what is holy. Don't touch them. Once they're wrapped, you carry them from place to place. But now you want the priesthood? What did we read in Hebrews chapter 5? Amen. We read you can't, amen, you can't position yourself, you can't promote yourself unless you be called. Amen. If you're going to belong to God, Moses said, if God's going to choose someone, he's going to choose someone holy. Amen. The Bible says many are called, amen, as we read in Hebrews. Amen. You can't, amen, Moses is saying, you already have your position, and now you want the priesthood? We read in Hebrews chapter 5 that you can't have the priesthood unless God calls you like he called Aaron. So get things straight. Amen. This is what Moses, he says, don't think of yourself as, don't belittle yourself. You already have a responsibility to do what you're doing in the house of God, to stand up before the congregation of the Lord. But now you want Moses's, you want Aaron's job. Amen. This is what Moses is telling him in this verse. Amen. But God says, we read in Hebrews that unless you're called like Aaron's called, you're not going to be the high priest. You're going to do what God wants you to do, to be found in his will. The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. They had the right blood. They were sons of Levi. Amen. They had the right blood. They were sons or Korah was. His friends were sons of Reuben. Amen. But Korah, he had the right kind of lineage, but he was given, I don't know if you want to call it a secondary position. I don't want to really belittle it, because Moses asked the question, do you think you have little responsibility? Amen. When we read this question, when he asked, amen, Korah, in verse 9, it says, seemeth it but a small thing unto you? Amen. Thank God what I have. The devil is always there, amen, trying to look, amen, make the blessing of God, make it look like the blessing of God is nothing. Amen. Trying to make your flesh feel that you have nothing from God. You can't feel it. You can't count the dollar bills. You know, you can't add up the bank accounts. You can't park the cars. You can't open the fridge. And see, the devil's always there trying to make God look like it's not a big thing. Amen. But I thank God, amen, when I look at what I have, when I think of his blessings and all that he's done for me, when I think of his salvation, amen, the blood that was shed on Calvary, amen, for the redemption of my sins, amen, he has done, the Bible says, a great thing. Amen. Because he is a great God. Amen. Amen. Korah wanted he wanted Aaron's job. He says, he wanted the priesthood. Who called Aaron? God called Aaron. Aaron was God's choice. And here comes a man with his elbow saying, but the Bible says they went up against Moses and they went up against Aaron. Amen. So let's continue reading. Amen. Let's read. We read verse 10. Verse 11. For which cause? See, when he asked the question, he says, you also want the priesthood. Do you think this is a little thing? But because of your thinking, verse 11, he says, for which cause both thou and all thy company, the company of Korah, amen, you're on the wrong side. They had 250 men, but they didn't have God. Amen. And God has taken the blame and he's putting it back on them. And he says, for which cause both thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Lord? And who do you think Aaron is? When you read verse 11, he says, and what is Aaron? Who do you think Aaron is? And what are they doing with Aaron? They're murmuring against Aaron. Do you read that in verse 11? So what's the answer to Moses' question, brother? He says, who is Aaron? Aaron is God's choice because he was called of God. Amen. Many are called, but few are chosen. This was God's choice. And Moses says, not only are you going up against God, he says, you're going up against God, but who do you think Aaron is? You understand what I'm saying? Think for a few seconds what I'm saying. He says, you're going up against God. And then the next question, he says, who do you think Aaron is? I'll let that percolate for a while. Verse 11. He says, you and your company are gathered together against the Lord. One. And he says, and what is Aaron? That you murmur against him. When he says, who do you think Aaron is? Amen. Aaron is God's chosen. Amen. Aaron is called of God. We read this in Hebrews chapter 5, that Aaron is called of God. And when you go up, he says, you're going up against God, but who do you think Aaron is? When you go up against the man of God, when you go up against God's choice, when you go up against God's way, when you go against God's word, when you go against God's prophet, when you go against God's, amen, the way that God's, what God has established, you're going against God. Amen. I see it this way because not only is it in the same verse, it's in the same question. Amen. Those two questions are wrapped up together. Amen. Where he says in verse 11, he's saying, for which cause both thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Lord, and what is Aaron that ye murmur against him? Amen. I thank God tonight, amen, that we can be blessed with this. Let me continue verse 12. Amen. Give me a few more minutes in verse 12. 13, it says, and Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, Amen. And they listen how they answered Moses. They said, we will not come up. It's a small thing to you that thou hast brought us up out of the land that floweth with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, except thou make thyself altogether a prince over us. Verse 14, they're lodging their complaints. Moreover, thou hast not brought us into a land that floweth with milk and honey, or given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Wilt thou put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. And Moses was very wroth. Amen. And said unto the Lord, respect not thou their offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them. And Moses said unto Korah, be thou and all thy company before the Lord, thou and they and Aaron tomorrow. Take every man his censer and put incense in them and bring ye before the Lord every man his censer. 250 censers, since there's 250 of you all. Thou also and Aaron, each of you will have his censer. And they took every man his censer and put fire in them and laid incense thereon and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. Do you see that? Verse 19. We're going to read verse 19. It says, and Korah gathered, Moses was telling them to take their censers, and Korah gathered all the congregation against them under the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, now listen, I read verse 23 and 24. We're almost there. But when you read verse 21, God is a God of separation. Amen. What concord hath light with darkness? Amen. That's Corinthians, to the Corinthian church. Amen. Separate yourself. You know, he says, I've called you out from among them. Be a separate. Amen. And touch not the unclean thing. Amen. So God now is looking at his two leaders in verse 20. Remember, we read verse 23 and 24. But before getting there, listen to what God says in verse 21. He says to Moses and Aaron, he says, separate yourselves from among this congregation, and I may consume them all in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Again, Moses falls on his face. Amen. Again, verse 22, Moses and Aaron, they fell upon their faces and they said, oh God, they're pleading for their congregation. God was ready to wipe them out. And he says, oh God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin and wilt thou be wroth with all the congregation? God is a God of separation. We're going to read verse 20. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. Amen. We know that God is a consuming fire, the Bible says. Amen. And God, amen, can move in such a way. Amen. He told Moses and Aaron, amen, what his plan was. And what did Moses and Aaron do? Amen. The Bible says we see Moses, amen, who hits the ground. His face hits the ground for a second time. Amen. For a second time, Moses and Aaron, it says, amen, they fell on their faces and they said unto God, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin and wilt thou be wroth with all the congregation? But we serve a God of separation. Amen. We serve a God who wants, amen, a separation between light and darkness. Amen. He wants a separation between what is clean and what is unclean. Amen. God wants, amen, to separate things that are holy and things that are unholy. Amen. His sons and his daughters, amen, to be separate, amen, from the things of this world, the Bible says, touch not the unclean thing. God wants a difference between his sons and the sons of Belial. Amen. God is a God of separation. Amen. He heard what Moses and Aaron did as they pled before God. Amen. He says, okay, since you, amen, don't separate yourselves, but he says, I will separate my congregation. Amen. So that I will be able to move in a way that will be righteous. Amen. And they fell on their faces and they said, God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin and wilt thou be wroth with all the congregation? Verse 23, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the congregation, saying, get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Amen. God, amen, I'm finished with this. Amen. Where we started. Amen. We're going to end where we started. amen, to find out, amen, what God, how God wants us to be, amen, separate. Amen. We can read where Peter, amen, wrote this. Amen. That we are a separate people. Amen. We are a royal priesthood. We have a calling, amen, that no one else is called. And here Moses was saying, when God calls who God will call, God's going to call, amen. He's going to call a vessel that he can use. Amen. He's going to call a vessel, amen, that is holy. Amen. He's going to call a vessel, amen, that belongs to him. Amen. A vessel that he is going to be able to use. Amen. Amen. I thank God for that. Praise God. Is there any time left or five more minutes? I'm pretty well finished where we started off. Amen. We started off with verse 23 and 24. Amen. He says, speak unto the congregation. God is speaking to the congregation tonight. Amen. And he's saying, amen. He says, get up. Amen. From about. Amen. The tabernacle of Korah. Amen. I like in French, there's a word in the French, amen, that we don't have in the English. It says far. Amen. James, in the French, it says, get far away from the tabernacle. Far away. In English, it doesn't say far. Amen. So the French, they have a greater, you know, nuance, amen, a way of writing it, amen, where Moses is telling the people, get far away. Amen. If the Bible says to abstain from all appearance of evil. If it looks evil, stay away. Amen. When we know it's evil, amen, get back. Amen. Because God is about to move. Amen. I won't read any further tonight, but you can read it tonight or before you sleep or before, tomorrow morning when you get up, you can finish reading the rest of the chapter to see how God moved in the congregation. Amen. Because of the people who were against God. Amen. To be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. It's what the Bible says. It's what Paul wrote to the Romans. Amen. He says, I beseech you, brethren, amen, by the mercies of God, amen, that we be that we be separate. Amen. That we be redeemed from this world. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I thank God, amen, that we can be, amen, of his fellowship in such a way tonight. Amen. Are you there with me? Amen. Praise God. Amen. To be separate because God is God is a separate God. Amen. We are to be a separate nation. We are to be a holy nation. Amen. We are to be a people that is separate. Amen. And I thank God, amen, that, amen, as we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Amen. This is what Paul was beseeching to the Romans in that first verse. Amen. In Romans chapter 12. Amen. Be transformed. He says, by the renewing of your mind. Amen. And not to be conformed, amen, to the things of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. Which is your reasonable service. Amen. Your reasonable service. Amen. But Korah, he didn't want a reasonable service. He wanted Aaron's job. Amen. And I thank God tonight, praise God, that we know what to do. Amen. When we read in Romans chapter 12, amen, the vision that that Paul gives us, amen, that we may prove what is good and what is acceptable, amen, of the Lord. Amen, that we can be that person, amen, to be, amen, in God's service, a vessel meet for the master's use, amen, to be our, amen, to be that, like Paul was saying, it's reasonable service, amen, to count it, amen, a privilege and count it a joy, amen, to be God's son, amen, where he says, amen, where Moses told his people, he says, speak unto the congregation, saying, get you up, amen, get away, amen, from Korah and Dathan and Abiram, he says, stay away from these people, amen, of darkness, man's ways, amen, get out, amen, step back, amen, separate yourself from man's way, because we're about to see God's way take place, amen, when we keep reading the end of this chapter, we'll see how God's way, amen, how God moves in his way. Colossians chapter 3, amen, it tells us to put off, amen, these things. Amen, stay away. Amen, don't go sit down and have supper with them. Don't invite them in under your roof. We see what happened to Balaam. Amen, God asked Balaam, who are these people in your house? And look what happened to Balaam. Look what his end was. Look what his destruction was. But I thank God tonight. If we keep reading, amen, this is about the company of Korah, amen. If we keep reading, we're going to find out that they were quick into the pit, amen. That's it, I'm done tonight. Amen, thank God for his word. Praise God.
Well, I trust after listening to this message that you will be found in good company. I believe that the word of God is a blessing as we receive from God. This is our daily bread. It's good for our souls. Make sure your friends and family have the blessing to be listening to what the Word of God is bringing us through this station. I trust that you will stay with me. There's a lot more to come. My name is Lincoln, and you are listening to That's the Truth.